Thousands of jobs hang in the balance with the expiry of a lucrative power subsidy between the Victorian government and global aluminium producer Alcoa. The controversial 20-year contract will end today, testing the company's ability to survive in an increasingly volatile power market. Bridget Judd reports.
Wenatchee, Washington, a city of just 30,000, is struggling to come to terms with the departure of one of its last aluminium smelters. It was once a renowned notch in the power belt of America's Great Northwest, but not anymore.
Alcoa has been on its way out in the Pacific Northwest for quite some time now. This industry is just going to be leaving the area, if not the country, eventually.
Christine Pratt is a longtime local and business journalist for the Wenatchee World newspaper. She says around 400 people lost their jobs when the smelter closed.
People who work for Alcoa were really hoping that for some kind of a bailout, but I think the prevailing thought was, you know, Alcoa is already getting a pretty sweet deal here. How much sweeter should we really be expected to make it?
The Western Victorian community of Portland is more than 13,000 kilometres away, but may be facing a similar fate. More than 2,000 direct and indirect jobs are on the line with the expiry of a 20-year power subsidy from the State Electricity Commission of Victoria to Alcoa. The Grattan Institute's energy director, Tony Wood, explains.
The original deal was, as often is the case with these subsidies, to try to kickstart an industry that was seen to create economic benefit for the state of Victoria. Unfortunately, they tend to become a permanent drip line, and this is what happened in this case. In a place like Australia, and Victoria in particular, where the electricity is produced from brown coal, there are some particular challenges.
One of those challenges is the expected closure of Hazelwood, Australia's largest coal-fired power station in Victoria's east, putting pressure on an already volatile power market. Tony Wood says the industry's relationship with coal has a shelf life.
One of the inevitable consequences of withdrawing that much capacity from the market would be that there'd be some upward movement in price. Now, that upward movement in price might be the straw that breaks the camel back. If the rest of the world finally does get serious about climate change and doesn't subsidise the production of electricity from coal anywhere in the world, then we might find a situation in which large-scale solar energy could actually be used to once again be competitive in making light metals.
It's a predicament the Australian Aluminium Council is monitoring closely. Miles Prosser is its executive director.
While we're seeing increased investments in solar rooftop panels and wind farms, we also need a component which is low or zero emissions and is capable of underpinning industrial production. And that's where we'd be looking for probably a greater effort.
The Victorian government is yet to say if it'll provide safeguards for the aluminium sector if Hazelwood closes, but has acknowledged the challenges it faces.
Bridget Judd.